This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 14th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for a stroll. In Jerusalem, it's a warm day with gentle breezes. Haifa sees some clouds, but remains pleasant overall. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Iran claims responsibility for attacks on Bahrain, Jordan, and the Strait of Hormuz after recent U.S. strikes. The UAE announced these attacks on tankers killed one mariner and wounded eight others. Also, earlier today, Tehran threatens to turn the region into chaos following a U.S. attack in southern Iran. A senior advisor to the Iranian parliament responded strongly to President Trump's statements. Also this hour, this morning, the U.S. completed a five-hour wave of strikes targeting Iran's ability to attack commercial shipping. One crew member died and eight were injured following an Iranian missile attack on UAE oil tankers. Separately, a short time ago, harrowing testimonies of anti-Semitism in Australian hospitals emerged. Since the October 7th massacre, more Jews are fearful of seeking medical treatment, leading them to hide their identities. And finally, just in, Israel struck a Gaza police post, killing the station chief, according to a Hamas-run ministry. Gaza hospitals report 9 people killed in several strikes, while the IDF confirmed targeting a Hamas naval cell commander. From X, the latest, Ynet News reported moments ago that Israel struck a Gaza police post, leading to multiple casualties, including a high-ranking Hamas official. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 commented recently on Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov's statement, highlighting that Ukraine's attacks can't be called piracy, as pirates traditionally seize rather than destroy goods. Raylan Givens, an observer of geopolitical developments, noted a short time ago that Iran has restored a key railway bridge attacked on July 9th, crucial for the cargo route from China and Russia. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran. As reported by JNS, Tehran claims responsibility for attacks across the region following recent U.S. military actions. This is a significant escalation, and tensions are rising following the U.S.'s targeted strikes. The UAE's announcement of casualties underscores the severe impact on regional maritime security. Turning to the U.S.-Iran conflict, Israel Hayom reveals that Tehran's threats follow a U.S. assault in southern Iran. The Iranian parliament's senior advisor warned of turning the region into a hell in response to President Trump's aggressive stance. This rhetoric heightens the risk of broader conflict in the Middle East. Meanwhile, I-24 News detailed the U.S. military's extensive overnight operation aimed at crippling Iran's attack capabilities. This decisive action follows Iran's missile strike on UAE oil tankers. The operation marks a pivotal moment in U.S.-Iran relations and could affect future diplomatic engagements. Separately, Israel Hayom reported troubling stories of anti-Semitism in Australian healthcare facilities. Since the attacks on October 7th, Jewish patients fear discrimination and conceal their identities. This highlights ongoing global challenges in combating anti-Semitism and safeguarding community welfare. And in Gaza, Ynet brings news of Israeli airstrikes hitting a police post, leading to multiple fatalities. The IDF confirmed targeting a Hamas naval commander, indicating a continued focus on neutralizing militant threats. This adds to the complexity of the ongoing conflict with potential humanitarian repercussions. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Finance Committee Chairman Milbitsky refuses to revisit discussions on fund transfers. He dismisses claims of a late-night coup and challenges the legal advisor's objections. This decision could impact financial operations and governance separately. CTech highlights a breakthrough in medical technology, where researchers have trained AI to predict heart failure up to 5 years in advance. The Technion-led study utilizes standard ECG recordings, offering hope for early intervention and improved patient outcomes. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, a groundbreaking credit financing bonus is reshaping non-bank financing in Israel. A private company has gained approval to issue property law guarantees, marking a significant shift in financing methods and boosting the real estate sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.